The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, has recommended Lux Turna for use in the NHS in England, making it the first available treatment for an inherited retinal dystrophy. Now, Lux Turna, a gene therapy, is only for the treatment of Leber's congenital amaurosis type 2 and severe onset retinitis pigmentosa caused by mutations in a specific gene called RPE65. Now, Retina UK has been actively involved throughout the NICE decision-making process and worked hard to ensure that its community's voice was heard. So I'm joined now by Retina UK Chief Executive Tina Houlihan to tell us more. Hello, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, well, thanks. This is exciting news, isn't it?
It's incredible news, especially for people who are living with RPE65, but for the whole inherited retinal dystrophy community, it's a door open. It's our first treatment. It's a very exciting day.
Just to put us in the picture, what kind of impact do these genetic conditions have on people who are living with them?
Well, the people that have a mutation on RPE65 have a particularly aggressive form of RP and lose their sight very early in life and run a risk of losing absolutely all of their sight. So the impact is just huge. It's an inherited condition. It runs through families. It has all sorts of different symptoms, but mostly you end up with very little sight. So it has a huge impact on work, emotional well-being, mobility, and all of those sorts of things. So this is a fantastic forward motion because it means that plausibly this condition won't affect you in the same way. So it's a great day.
If you're an adult and you had the treatment, does that follow on that, but hopefully your children possibly wouldn't have the condition?
No, the way that the treatment would be administered, it would be through a subretinal injection. So it wouldn't affect the procreation and the inherited element. But what it means is that if you do fulfil the criteria, there is a plausible treatment for you.
Now, tell us more about the treatment, because it's a one-off treatment, isn't it?
It is a one-off treatment. You have to have, there's certain conditions that you must fulfill. One is that you must have two faulty copies of the RPE65 confirmed by genetic testing, as well as a reasonable number of remaining viable retinal cells. So it's likely that most eligible patients will be still children.
And what a difference even halting this disease could make, couldn't it?
Absolutely. The differences that this could make to quality of life and the psychological pressures of inherited conditions is immeasurable. So it's a brilliant step forward. But also it offers hope to people with other genetic mutations, of which there are 260 plus already discovered. So what this shows is that there is a long-term clinical evidence that this works. That's why it's been approved by NICE. And it means that this could be a very soon future for people with other inherited retinal dystrophies, so it will have a huge impact.
And of course, when you're living with a degenerative eye disease, there's always that ticking clock element in
Absolutely.
Life, isn't there? Which this could actually draw a baseline for some people.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a cycle. So what we've found through speaking with our community through our sight loss survey is that actually what happens is that you're in a constant cycle of practically getting used to the sight that you have, emotionally coming to terms with it, and then waiting for the next dip in your vision. This is causes a huge strain on the individual and their close family and friends, and this actually could draw a line under that, absolutely.
How soon would you notice a difference, do you think, after the treatment?
Okay, so I think that would depend, and I think that you'd have to talk very, very carefully with your ophthalmologist to get that information accurate. They're saying that there is a treatment needs to be given once to each eye separately, with around 6 to 8 weeks between those operations, and you will need some follow-up appointments at the treatment centre. So I think that those sorts of details would have to be discussed with your ophthalmologist. But we know that from the treatment only being once, that it is a permanent solution if it works. So I think for that sort of detail, it's probably best speak to your ophthalmologist.
And I believe the injection is given under a general anaesthetic as well, which would make it slightly easier, I think.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, the going underneath your retina for an injection is something that is best done under general anaesthetic, and that is the way the treatment is administered. So there won't be any need to be awake while it's happening.
So tell us again, who would be able to access this treatment then?
Okay, so there are some factors that need to be in place. One is that you need to have the two faulty copies of the RPE65 genes, but also you need to have remaining viable retinal cells. So if you have RPE65, the best place to start is to go and see your ophthalmologist, who will refer you to a treatment centre, and they will take it from there.
This is a decision that's been given for England at the moment. What about Scotland, Ireland and Wales?
Okay, so the NHS in England and Wales have approved, and there will be an availability from the beginning of 2020. We also understand that Northern Ireland is likely to follow in England's lead, and that also Luxturna will be available in Scotland from 2020 as well.
That's fantastic news, isn't it?
It's great news. It's just down the road, so please speak to your ophthalmologist and see if that's something that you're viable for.
So what has Retina UK's involvement been then? Because you've been involved in all this decision-making process, haven't you?
Absolutely. So our role has been to make sure that NICE and their decision-making process know that that what the community's thoughts and version is. So we were able to present the decision-making committees with a number of findings about the burden of the disease direct from people who are living with it, through the results of our sight loss survey, which was completed by over 1,000 people who are living with inherited retinal dystrophies. The committee's evaluation document actually specifically quotes our survey on findings on mental health impact and concludes that the committee now acknowledges that RPE65 is rare, serious, and it's a debilitating condition that really affects the lives of patients, families, and carers. And it seems to have had a real influence in their decision-making process, which obviously has had a really quick positive turnaround. So we're absolutely delighted that the community has had their voice heard, that the reality of living with these conditions has been made absolutely clear to these committees, and that we've had a really great result.
And have you had any feedback so far on the news?
So obviously we've seen that we're in the news and that we're quoted, and it's seen as a very, very exciting thing. Obviously the media, being the media, have sensationalist headlines, and the only thing that I would like to add to that is that although this is extremely hopeful, it is the best news. There are around 100 people in the UK that are eligible for this treatment at the moment, and although it does open doors, there are very strict criteria around the specific genetic mutation and the stage of disease. So please find out more from our website or speak to your ophthalmologist to see whether you are viable, but also know that it is a very small portion of the community that will be immediately positively impacted by this treatment.
But I think it's good to emphasise that this is the first gene therapy that's been approved by NICE for the National Health Service. So it opens the gate, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And it just drives home the importance of the community to do all they can to work with their ophthalmologist to get a genetic diagnosis. There are other scientific discoveries all the time in all sorts of different areas that aren't gene-specific, but they are further back in the process. So please just make sure that you have all the information that you can to know when these treatments are coming through and whether you're eligible for them.
Where can we get more information on this particular breakthrough?
Okay, so your ophthalmologist is your first sort of pathway contact. If you speak to your ophthalmologist, they'll be able to give you some information. Or visit our website, which is www.retinauk.org.uk, and all of the information is on there. Also, we have a helpline and an office number on our website, and if we can answer any questions, please let us know.
Exciting news, Tina.
It is fantastic news. Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you about this.
Tina Houlihan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.